Yeah, I kind of grew up a Steeler fan. I did, still am, sort of. I stayed with them here the other night. But when Pittsburgh, they had nothing for football, although they were one of the original NFL teams, I think. The Rooney family went back forever. And when I'm there in high school or getting acquainted with pro football, they had a single wing offense, which had long died in the pros, but Steeler guy Sutherland kept using it to coach. And it was terrible. They had a good runner, Bill Dudley, but it was terrible. And things never changed until they got Chuck Knoll involved, because he'd been playing with the Browns, and the Browns would beat the Steelers 60-80 points every time they'd play them. And so I never had much love for the Browns, still don't. The deal with the Rooneys, they finally decided, I guess we'd better get acquainted with the Browns' way of playing football, and they got Chuck Knoll in as coach. And I don't remember all the details, it sort of all faded away, but he turned the whole thing around in playing their offense. And they generally had a pretty good defense over the years, but their offense was terrible. And then he got a guy, I don't know, Bobby Lane, maybe from Detroit, he used to play for Texas. I don't know who brought Bobby Lane in, but there was a whole brand new way of doing quarterbacking, and single wing was long gone. And Lane was a passer, and he'd win some games that they'd never won before. But then he faded out, and maybe that's when they brought Knoll in. And then Bradshaw showed up and had a spark about him, and they won games. And that's where he got turned on to Steelers being able to win.
Did you ever go to any of those games?
Huh?
Did you ever go to any games back then?
No. The only professional football game I ever went to was in Calgary, Alberta. I went to a Canadian football game up there, right there in town. But no, I've never been to a pro football game.
But you went to Pirates games a lot.
Oh, I went to the Pirates a lot, yeah. And Daddy liked the Pirates. For some reason, he really enjoyed watching Pirates play, and we would get down and play, down and watch them play. The Pirates had a World Series win in 1926, I think, and they beat the big guy from Washington, the pitcher. And Forbes Field was sold out. They actually put a chain around on the inside of the outfield wall for standing room only. And Daddy was at that game as standing room only in left center field. And we'd go down to watch the Pirates. Sometimes we'd wait until it was over and we'd get out and walk the field. And he'd show me where he stood in that 1926 World Series victory for Walter Johnson, I think was the name of the pitcher, an all-star pitcher forever at Washington. And the Pirates won, and he told me where he was standing in that standing room only in left center field. That was fascinating. Yeah, we went to a lot of Pirates games, never went to a Steelers game. Paul Brown had been, I think, high school coach at Massillon. And, well, he was well known in Ohio, and I don't know all that story at all, but of course, Canton, then with Massillon, was always 1, off and on, 54, 50, late 50s, 55, 56. Yeah, I was at Burt C. there on East 13th Avenue when I was working on a master's. Well, Burt always had the television on in the mornings on football days, and that's when I watched the Browns. Oh man, they had a quarterback that was tremendous, Otto Graham, and well, Paul Brown was probably the coach, and Otto Graham was just a phenomenal passer, and they had a big guy, and they had another guy could kick field goals forever, and they had a good ball team, and I watched the Browns those years, and I was just amazed at how well they could play quality football. Of course, every time they play the Steelers, they just blow them out of the wall, just blow them over. And the Bengals came along, I think, as part of that new league. They were competitors for a few years.
Were you a Broncos fan before you moved out west?
Oh, yeah. When these names keep falling off the hook. The linebacker at Ohio State played for Woody, and he was All-American. Well, when the draft came around, Broncos drafted him for their defense, and that's when I became a Bronco fan.
Was it Randy Gratishar?
Randy Gratishar. Thank you. Just before, about a week or two before we moved from Pagosa down here to Santa Fe, Ohio State had an alumni group at Coors Field in Denver, and they invited all kinds of Ohio State people to come in and enjoy that. In the ballpark, Coors Field, and that was an enticement in its own. So we said, "Nina, let's go over, let's go to Denver." So we did, and we were part of that Ohio State crowd. Archie Griffith. He was director of the Alumni Association there at Ohio State that time, and he's the master of ceremonies for this party at Coors Field, up in their party area where you could look out over the ball field. Well, we had a great time because we were meeting people, Ohio Staters. We didn't know them at all, but this guy, and I wore my hat, which I still have, from the Rose Bowl when Ohio State beat, I think, Arizona State beat the Arizona team in the Rose Bowl, and Anita and I had attended that there on New Year's Day a bunch of years ago. Well, I have that hat, and I still do, and I wore that hat that night. Well, I'm talking to a lot of people. That was a conversation attention getter immediately. Well, then this big tall guy, towards the time we're getting ready to go in to have a meal, he comes over and asks me a question about something or other, and I struggled around, and I don't know what it was, and I don't remember what I answered and anything else. Well, after about ready to finish that up, I just said, "Where are you from?" And he said, "He's from Warren, Ohio." And then I asked him, I said, "Hey, maybe you would know what high school Randy Gratishar attended." Well, he said, "That's Champion High School." And I said, "Thank you. I have students from that school, and I couldn't remember the name of it." And then he said, "I'm Randy Gratishar." And I about fell over. Yeah, I told him I taught one of my former students actually was the guy in charge of that Hall of Fame for a couple of years. I don't remember his name, but he's a Malone grad that worked there and ended up being an administrator of it for a little while. But yeah, Randy Gradishar. Now, I cannot remember. Thanks for plugging me in on that, because that's just one of these small stories that becomes huge when you're shaking hands with a guy.